relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
It's the Muppet Show with our very special guest star, Mr. Steve Martin.
I just want to know, what is Muppetational?
I love that song. I know, oh my gosh. If you're of a certain age, you literally stepped into the time tunnel. Welcome, friends. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Why did we play that? What is he doing? Should he be in a rubber-lined room? No, it's the news. We keep you up to date on the latest developments. Disney Plus, does Disney Plus just own everything now? Have they bought every movie, every TV show known to man? Because it feels like it. I guess Star Wars wasn't enough. They now own the Muppets and Sesame Street. And they've just decided that 18 episodes of the Muppets must have a warning for cultural insensitivity. Not a joke, guys. The Muppets are politically incorrect. Maybe that's why they were so funny. Kermie, old Kermie, Miss Piggy, Fozzie Bear, Rizzo the Rat, and my favorite. My two favorites, let's say. Can I have two favorites? Yes. Beaker, indeed. The professor's assistant. And of course, who doesn't love Animal? Oh, yes. But he's definitely not politically correct. Disney has put warnings on a children's... Okay, here's the question for you, and then we'll move on. How were the Muppets? I watched the Muppets when I was a kid. How were the Muppets okay for 40 years? And then what? Suddenly, by themselves, retroactively, they became bad? Of course they didn't. The Wokerati, the crazy, politically correct fascists who fired Gina Carano they said, oh, it's too naughty. We'll talk about that for the whole third hour of the show here on America First with the man who was breaking news about how political correctness has penetrated into the government, into our armed forces on a weekly basis. Curious Rufo will be with us. We'll be talking to Julie Kelly on the latest findings of, interesting. Remember that insurrection, quote-unquote, on January the 6th? Well, there weren't any weapons. What a strange thing. How can you have an insurrection without any weapons? We also John Solomon, David Harsanyi, and of course your calls. 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A, 833-334-6752. But let me dedicate the open of the show, beyond Kermit and Miss Piggy, to the realities of the current environment. I was texting back and forth with a colleague of mine today, who is likewise in media, and I'll leave it at that. Because he'd just written a piece in which he said, you know, we have to have a truce. We have to come to some comity, some memorandum of understanding with the Democrats on Capitol Hill. Because Neera Tanden, Biden's nominee to run the Office of Management and Budget, a very powerful, most Americans, you know, couldn't care less, what is the acronym OMB? OMB, very powerful agency that runs the U.S. government. Well, his nominee, Beijing Biden's nominee, is an individual called Neera Tanden, who was the head of something called the Center for American Progress. Well, you can guess what she's like. Vituperative, nasty, nasty woman who likes to say publicly nasty, nasty things about Republicans. Not just vocally, but also on her Twitter feed, on social media. She's called Susan Collins, the senator from Maine, quote, the worst. Senator Tom Cotton, a fraud. And said that Ted Cruz of Texas has less heart than most vampires. She called Mitch McConnell, not my favorite, but she publicly called him Moscow Mitch. Why? Oh, because he's working for Vlad. Did you know that? It's not just Donald Trump, it's Mitch McConnell working for Vladimir Putin. And then she stated that Russia helped the presidential campaign, not of Donald Trump. That's, you know, that's old history. But the left has their own enemies inside the wire, don't they? The Russians helped? Bernie Sanders. I guess Vlad, did Vlad knit the mittens? I don't know. Did Putin knit the mittens for Bernie Sanders? And then lastly, this is the one that really kind of should be the deal breaker, I would think. Neera Tanden has stated that the Republican Party, writ large, all of you who voted Republican, have a capacity for evil that knows no bounds. No bounds. You know, death camps, gas chambers, genocide, a capacity for evil that knows no bounds. But my Republican colleague, a former official who had also to be Senate approved when he worked for a former Republican administration, said, yeah, we just, come on, let's let her through. Let's play nice. Because, you know, we're going to have lots of candidates who have things in their Twitter histories. And here's my point. What has it done for us in the last 30 years? What has being nice, being gentlemanly, playing by the Marquess of Queensbury rules, what has it done for us? You stand up, you're in the
field. You're in the boxing ring. You get in your boxer stance. You're going to follow the Marquess of Queensbury rules. No hits beneath the belt. No kicking. No biting. No chokeholds. And the other side whips out a flamethrower. Yeah. That's the last 30 years of politics. GOP plays nice. And then gets completely roasted to a crisp. When are you going to wake up? When will we understand that the future of a populist Republican Party that represents not the elite, but the working men and women, the forgotten men and women of America, must be a Trumpian party, irrespective of whether or not my old boss runs in 2024. It must be a party that plays hardball and gives as good as it gets. Nothing immoral, because we believe in morality. We believe in truth. That's what separates us from them. But no more Mr. Nice Guy. Because guess what? They don't deserve it. And guess what? The future of the Republic requires that we get serious and play hardball. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
You know who else is on the side of the U.S. Constitution? A great guy called Mike Lindell, and they're trying to cancel him. 24 companies already are boycotting this great American stand up to the cancel culture fascists. Just go and buy anything at his great store. It's all American-made products. I love them. My whole team uses them. President Trump uses his MyPillow. He sold 51 million of them. The pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape. Get 60% off or more if you use my name. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or call 800-829-8468. 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Do it today. Send the left a message. Okay, he is a contributor, a writer for NRO and the New York Post. We love the New York Post. It's been far too long since he's been on the show. Welcome back, David Harsanyi.
Thank you. Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So I opened the show with a little monologue about Neera Tanden and how I'm just not prepared to play nice. A couple of people on our side have said it's time to play nice and just let her through. And I see a tweet on your Twitter feed that kind of, I don't know, maybe has something to do with this. And you said trying to write an 800-word comment piece or article is like trying to find a long way to say F you. What isn't that a function of the intolerance of the other side, David?
Yeah, I mean, if Tanden wants to be out there saying all kinds of things that are pretty nasty about conservatives and also spreading conspiracy theories about an election, which I thought was off limits on Twitter, then there should be a price to pay for it. This is not the same as cancel culture, because I wouldn't go after her if she worked as a florist about her political views. This is the business she's in. This is the life we've chosen, as we said in The Godfather. So, I think it's perfectly reasonable. She has no God-given right to be in government. And incidentally, Biden can simply give her another job in the government if she really needs to be there. I don't understand why she deserves any sort of, generosity from people that she's constantly attacked. My personal opinion is that Biden will just pick someone just as bad as her who maybe wasn't on Twitter. So I'm not sure, what it happens. But it's always good to take a scalp.
Yeah, isn't it important to send a message that if they want to play by a certain set of rules, then, well, guess what? We can do the same.
Yeah, I mean, every single most Trump nominees were challenged, some of them were smeared, and I'm not understanding why we... This has been my complaint for the last 4 years. You can't have two sets of rules. I'm not saying you have to like Trump, but you can't have two sets of rules because it's just people will not stand for it after a while.
Yeah. Another individual that crops up on your Twitter feed, follow him right now, David Harsanyi, that's H-A-R-S-A-N-Y-I, is Madonna. I didn't know you were a big fan of Madonna, but she just tweeted this. Maybe she's got something in common with Neera Tanden, and maybe it's the patriarchy. She said this: the patriarchy continues to try to crush my neck with their heavy boots. Death to the patriarchy now and forever. Now, I looked it up. This woman is worth $85 million. I would like to be crushed by the patriarchy to that extent. How about you, David?
I do, too. I mean... listen, this is like a function of how people, they're just lazy. So every time they want to complain about something, they look for a group of people. This is racist. This is sexist. This is misogynistic. You know, the patriarchy is ridiculous, as is this notion that I see all the time about how white men do this or white men do that.
Yeah, sorry. I knew I made a mistake. Sorry. She's really oppressed, David. I'm apologizing for the interruption. No. 850 million, not 85. 850 million. And I have to ask you, do you think she really believes that she's being oppressed?
You know, these people live in a bubble, so I don't know what she believes. She's not very bright. I mean, she might be very talented, but I don't think she's very bright, so she probably does believe it.
Frightening, frightening. Okay, let's talk about big picture. After the events of January the 6th, everything changed, allegedly, on the right. I think that was counterbalanced by the sham re-impeachment of a private citizen called Donald Trump. Wither conservative politics in the near future, David?
I think things will be... I think there's a divide within the Republican Party between the, you know, I call them the populist and let's say the Reagan coalition types. But I think that there are politicians who bridge that gap, like DeSantis and others. So I don't know that that divide is as deep as people think. But moreover, I don't know that it's a bigger divide than there is between the so-called moderate Democrats and progressives who have to actually govern. I think that when you're out there doing things, like Biden has been, it's been sort of, press hasn't covered it very much because they've been busy with Trump, but soon people will have to learn about them. And I think that being in opposition brings people together. So I don't know. I don't think, you know, and Republicans are literally, I hate saying literally wrong, but they're two seats away from winning back the House.
Yeah.
Or I'm sorry, six seats away from winning back the House and two seats away from running the Senate, right? So, right. I mean, it's not as if they're in the wilderness.
And then the role, what do you think the role? We hear the president has announced big, big news that he will be speaking at the weekend at CPAC, which is now in Florida. That's his first public speaking engagement since the speech he gave on January the 6th. The role of Donald Trump as private citizen when it comes to conservative politics?
I think it matters. You know, he has a lot of fans and he's generated excitement, you know, whether you like him or not, he's generated a lot of excitement about himself and his presidency in ways that many other politicians do not. So obviously, if he ran, I think he'd have a good chance of winning the nomination. And I don't know what he's going to do because I've never tried to guess what Donald Trump's going to do. I'm always wrong when I do.
You're a wise man. Look, last question. Have conservatives collectively done enough of the intellectual heavy lifting to answer the question, what is conservatism in the age of social media, in the age of cancel culture, in the age of the 21st century?
No, I don't think so. I think there's a big debate about what that means. I think when you're talking about, like you just mentioned, the environment's very different. You have massive companies that can control speech. Or, you know, dissemination of speech. So that changes things for a lot of people. And I don't really have good answers for it either. I'm much more wary of allowing government to get involved in these things because I think in the end, I just, as a principle idea, I don't like it. But also I think it backfires because liberals are much better at using those levers of power. So I think there's a big debate to be had there. No, I don't think the work's been done.
Right. Let's do that work together. And while we're doing it, read the articles from senior NRO writer and also New York Post columnist David Harsanyi. Follow him at David Harsanyi on Twitter. That's Harsanyi. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Live streaming at sebgorka.com. Also available, don't forget, on our website, SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com, as an audio 24/7. And on Rumble. Don't miss a segment. Rumble.com/Seb Gorka. We will be back with your calls on 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. And then the latest findings on the events of January the 6th, which don't seem to match the overarching public narrative. Stay on this channel. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
I don't want to speak. I want to create art, you know. But I have a big problem with bullies, and I have a big problem with, you know, I don't have a problem with power. I have a huge problem with abuse of power.
Gina Carano sat down with Ben Shapiro for an hour. You've got to see the video. That's a short clip. I've posted the most powerful moments on my Twitter feed. Somebody who is not kneeling down to the mob. And I think could be a catalyst for many, many others. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Do you know where Merseyside is? Merseyside is just west of Manchester. It's a pretty tough part of the UK. I've got to share this with you because it's kind of indicative of where we could go. There is a story that's going around the British press that I have reposted of the Merseyside police force that are traveling around that area where more than a million people live in just west of Manchester with a massive truck with a sign on the side, with the British police emblem, with the royal crest of the, you know, the crown, a massive gay pride flag behind the police emblem, and the following statement. This is not a joke. The police officers are standing in front of the van. Being offensive is an offense. No. It's not. And if you're offended, tough. But in the UK, if you offend somebody on sexual grounds, you could get arrested. I wonder if you could get arrested if you insult somebody for a skin color that isn't black, brown, or yellow. I'll just leave that out there. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Bill in Los Angeles, line 3. Welcome, Bill.
Hi, Dr. G. Thanks for including me on the conversation.
Sure. Welcome.
Hey, you're talking about Hugh Hewitt, and I listened to him this morning with the Washington Post ad and appeasement policies that he's promoting, and I'm not real happy about it at all.
Why?
Explain. We need fighters. He's not a fighter. He should go to Sabbath with Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro and Dennis Prager and learn to fight. His outreach is... it's just maddening All he wants to do is he. Yeah, anyway, it just really exercised me this morning.
Yeah, I've been with Hugh at events. We've shared the same stage together, and he said it more than once. And I've learned from Hugh many things. He said, when he goes on, what is it, MSNBC or CBS or whatever, when he does the Saturday or Sunday shows, he said he's doing missionary work is the statement he uses. He's there to convert people. And I've said it to Hugh, and you know, publicly I at events, and I'll say it again. You're wasting your breath when you're dealing with a side that hates everything you stand for. You're not actually doing any missionary work. And I think just Hugh comes from a gentler, different political time in our nation's history. Thank you, Bill. Let's go to another Bill. St. Paul, Minnesota, line two. Bill two.
Yeah, I suppose I got a dovetail on that whole. You know, for probably 5 years now, I've commented on blogs about, you know, standing in a Marcus Queensberry stance in an alley fight.
Right.
It's just not,
if you're in an alley, you don't take your Marcus of Queensberry stance, do you? You find the nearest piece of two by four.
They got a 2x4 with nails, you know.
Right. You got to fight.
Anyway, what I really wanted to the second part of I wanted to entertain you with my Kermit impersonation, where my favorite part of the Muppet movie was when he asked Monster, "We're going to Hollywood. Do you want to go with us?" And Monster said, like a true leftist, "Nah, baby, we're going to wait till you get rich and famous, and then we're going to exploit your bread."
I'm not sure Monster said that. I think the lead singer of Monster's band, because Monster doesn't speak. But I will check it.
Oh, my God.
I will check it, Bill. Remember, Monster.
You are so precise.
Thank you. Well, okay, you know, misspent childhood. It's either in the pool halls or watching the Muppets, or both in my case. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Thank you, Bill. Yeah, we have to fight politically. We have to fight rhetorically. We have to understand that it is hardball. The left truly wants to cancel us. And the idea that we can just go along to get along, not anymore. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Back to your calls and special guests here momentarily, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. Just listen to Leah from Ohio. "One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I am a believer 100%. That's my experience as well. I had a lower back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I met Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team behind this incredible product, and I said, I don't endorse anything unless it's real, and I've tried it. I tried it twice a day for just 2 weeks, and the pain disappeared, and I'm still pain-free 2 years later. You deserve to find out if it could work for you like it works for tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very simple. Just call 800-500-8384 today. Or go to ReliefFactor.com and order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Do it today. Call 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
What was that like, walking into the great Senate chamber at 29 years old?
You know, I walked in when I was 21, and I got arrested. It was a Saturday. I was down visiting some friends at Georgetown University. And I came up on a Saturday morning because I was fascinated with the Senate. And they had a Saturday session. I walked up those days, no guards stopping everywhere. And they just got out of session. I walked in the back. All of a sudden, I found myself in the chamber, and I was stunned. I walked up, sat down, the presiding officer's seat. Guy grabbed me by the shoulder, said, "You're under arrest."
Where was that video for the last year? I'm just curious. It's not exactly an obscure video. That's Senator Joe Biden, 2007, on the Letterman show, saying he was arrested for breaching the security of Congress. My, oh my, oh my, how interesting. Was it the same as him being arrested because he was going to see Nelson Mandela? Yeah. Funny how these things just disappear. We have with us somebody who's been writing some amazing pieces about the events of January the 6th, and she's just posted a little dissenting opinion from the Supreme Court's rejection to listen to cases of voter fraud today. This is from Justice Clarence Thomas. Just one paragraph. One wonders what this court is waiting for. We failed to settle this dispute before the election and thus provide clear rules. Now, we again fail to provide clear rules for future elections. The decision to leave election law hidden beneath a shroud of doubt is baffling. By doing nothing, we invite further confusion and erosion of voter confidence. Our fellow citizens deserve better and expect more of us. I respectfully dissent. Justice Clarence Thomas, God bless you. Who posted that? None other than senior contributor to one of our favorite websites, AmericanGreatnessAmGreatness.com. She's Julie Kelly. Julie, welcome back to America First.
Hey, Seb, thank you so much for having us. What a gut punch from the Supreme Court today.
Again, another gut punch with, incredibly, zero dissensions from Trump appointees, Justice Kavanaugh and Justice Amy Coney Barrett. Amazing. Where their principles are, I don't know, but somebody better give them a flashlight to find them in a hurry. Okay, let's talk about this this piece that is getting a lot of exposure. It's at amgreatness.com. We're going to post it right now on our Twitter and Facebook pages. The headline, No Proof, January 6th was a, quote, armed insurrection. Julie Kelly, we've been told by the mainstream media for over a month now, insurrection, insurrection, insurrection. What are the facts?
I know you will be shocked, to find out that what you were told is not true, not backed up by any evidence. What the media, the Democrats, Never Trump Republicans are doing is mimicking the line that Nancy Pelosi came out with the day after January 7th, her press conference, where she referred to the events of January 6th as an armed insurrection. So I did some digging into all the documents, the indictments, and the charging backup documents on the Justice Department's website. And you will also be shocked to find that of the more than 200 people arrested, only 14 face weapons charges. Some of them are like eye-rolling. Really, that's all of a sudden a deadly dangerous weapon.
Give us an example of an eye-rolling weapons charge that you've read.
A helmet that someone found on the ground and smashed a window and maybe brushed up a police officer with a helmet. A can of pepper spray, a small collapsible baton. Let's just say that these weapons are not even close to the weaponry that we saw used against businesses, innocent citizens, police officers all of last year. Doesn't even come close. But there's only 14 weapon charges so far. Only two firearm charges, Seb, you know, and most people think armed insurrection, they think firearm, right, or something really powerful and deadly. Only two firearm charges against two people for firearms, but there's no evidence that either one was near or certainly inside the Capitol. They were just really firearm violations that broke D.C.'s very strict gun control rules.
So these are people who are found with firearms outside of Congress.
Exactly. So you may recall the imagery of the pickup truck where police found all of these weapons and ammunition material that they thought was for a Molotov cocktail. The man that they arrested is a 70-year-old veteran. He's been charged, held without bail, his home in Alabama raided by FBI agents the end of January. He's been in jail for weeks. Even though he had all of this weaponry and ammunition, there's no proof that he used it. It was in his truck. as a quote unquote insurrection was going on. So he didn't take the weapons with him. He faces a 17 count grand jury federal indictment, as I said, mostly for just breaking the District of Columbia's very, very strict possession laws.
And what about, how is it that we have no information on who planted the pipe bombs at the Republican National Committee headquarters or the DNC?
That's another good question. I feel like that story will fall apart or be ignored, just like the story that we finally exposed about Officer Brian Sicknick, who was not murdered by Trump crazy people with a fire extinguisher. That story, of course, now retracted by the New York Times.
Quietly retracted.
Well, excuse me, Seb. They said it was an update. How funny is that?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so it was not an update. It was a retraction. But, yes, we still don't know who the pipeline suspects are or any proof that these were legitimate, explosive devices. But here we are, 6 weeks now, almost away from when they found them. So either they really didn't exist, they were something else, or the person that they suspect did that has had nothing to do with Donald Trump or MAGA World.
Read the details. We're posting it now on our Twitter and Facebook pages from Julie Kelly. No proof January 6th was an armed insurrection. And follow her right now at Julie_Kelly to senior contributor at American Greatness and Greatness.com. That's Julie_Kelly to keep doing what you do. God bless. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Have you taken your balance of nature today? Do you want to be the healthiest you can be? It's so simple. 6 little capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables, that give me 10 servings. 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables that I just probably wouldn't get around to eating. Yeah, I'm a meatitarian. I don't do kale. But you know, there are vegetables you have to eat, fruits you should eat. Balance of nature is the way to do it. And now Dr. Douglas Howd is going to give you, my friend, 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order. Use my name. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or just go to balanceofnature.com, but you've got to use the promo code GORKA. Be the healthiest you can be. Balanceofnature.com, promo code GORKA, 800-246-8751.
Vote Democrat. Don't be so bloody daft, man. I'd rather be dragged stark naked through a field of broken glass.
A better alternative. Let's go back to your calls. George in Cleveland, line 2. Welcome, George.
Dr. Gorka, pleasure to speak to you again, sir. Your fellow car owner.
Good.
Car 9.
Love it.
Hey, the creature, the character that you were talking about, it's not monster, it's animal.
And
the name of the band was Doctor.
Did I
Dr.
say monster?
Keith and the Electric Mayhem.
Did I say monster?
Yes, sir. Yes,
oh my
sir.
Gosh! Yeah, well, how did animal. You let me do that, Shad? Of course, it's animal. Thank you, George. That was a senior. That was a Biden moment there. Sorry, synapses weren't firing correctly. Of course, because it's animal, Floyd, and Zoot with the shades, and then there was one more. Anyway, 3's not bad. 3's not bad. Thank you, George. Appreciate it. Let's go to Dennis, Sarasota, line 3.
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Good. What's your question?
Okay. God bless you, sir. I often think about your father. When he escaped, he was tortured, his hands behind his back hanging from the pipes. It just tears me up. And he kept a promise to his older prison mates to help his family to escape. And the woman you helped, his father, your father helped escape, eventually became your mother. And the trek the walking that they must have done to get to Austria was superhuman, amazing. I often think of him, and I think maybe Rush will bump into him in heaven.
Oh, I know he will. I know he will.
No. I sent, just after Rush passed away, I sent a message up to our Governor DeSantis, and he got the message, and he ordered all of our flags to go at half-mast.
Correct.
And then some of the Democrats are just going nuts. They said, we'll lower our flag only for someone who is a dignitary and who is a true patriot. But that tells me that they have never listened to you. They've never listened to Rush. So they missed the whole thing. Now, the other comment I want to make, a lot of the Republicans, the rhinos, are sort of jumping ship, saying things like, oh, we don't support Trump anymore, and America first.
You've got 20 seconds, Dennis, before we're out of time.
But they say that because they don't want to be canceled.
Yes, they're afraid. They're cowards.
They're cowards. God bless you. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to give a class and take one of our representatives to the range.
Good for you.
I'm working on my NRA instructor certificate.
Good for you. Thank you for your kind words about my parents who suffered under fascism and then under communism. And I know my parents are with Rush right now. God bless you. This is America First.